When Congress passed the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990, it was widely seen by lawmakers as a feel-good piece of legislation, rather than the broad enactment of civil rights for citizens with handicaps that it has proven to be. A generation later, the bill's most sweeping effects have come in two quite different areas, observes Anthony Tussler, a Pengrove-based disability rights advocate. The more visible one is readily apparent in our buildings and surrounding infrastructure.
Because it's so clear that if you put in a new sidewalk, you have to put in a curb ramp at the corner. And when people put up buildings, if they're new, there's an accessible entrance, and almost always there's an accessible bathroom. So the built environment has changed enormously.
But there is also a wider, more subtle change that ADA, as the bill is commonly abbreviated, has instigated in our social attitudes toward accepting and including people with disabilities.
There's all kinds of indications now that the ADA is playing a role in what happens in the public sphere. The other day I was reading in the local newspaper about home remodels, and as they were talking about remodeling a bathroom, the people who wrote it talked about their own disabilities, which I don't think would have happened pre-ADA, but they also talked about the need to make things accessible even when the law doesn't apply, which it doesn't in housing.
Still, Tussler says there is one huge area in which people with disabilities are still hugely disadvantaged, the workplace.
Unemployment in the disability community is still running at very high rates. It's getting better for younger people, but overall, our unemployment rates are above 60%.
But in transportation, communications, and other important areas, Tussler says life for people in wheelchairs and those with other constraints is far better than it was 20 years ago. And with that, he adds, has come a life-changing sense of himself and his place in the world.
My view of myself has fundamentally changed. My right to not face discrimination has changed profoundly, I believe. And so my expectations have soared. And so there are times that I have been more angry and more frustrated than previous to the law passing. But that comes from a sense of not entitlement, because I don't think that I'm entitled to anything, but a sense of, I have a place in this society like everyone else.
Back in the 1970s and 80s, when Tussler and his contemporaries lobbied and protested to win equal rights for those with disabilities, he recalls how individuals with varying handicaps, blind or deaf or crippled or intellectually impaired, found common cause to press for the eventual passage of the ADA. Now, he says, the next generation is beginning to rally to a slightly different cause.
I think pride is what we're going to be organizing around in the next few years, next decades, as a political organizing tool. It's no longer so much about rights, but it's about being proud of who we are and our movement. I think that's really the future of this thing that we call the disability community.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.